This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.
When a U.S. senator dies in office, each state has its own procedures for appointing a replacement. Wyoming Senator Craig Thomas died last week, and now his home state is going through an unusual selection process.
The governor of Wyoming is a Democrat, and according to state rules, he has to pick one of three Republicans to replace Senator Thomas. And that, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports, could lead to all sorts of political gamesmanship.
U.S. Senator is good work if you could get it. Usually need $1 million in the bank, and it's not like you can apply online unless you live in Wyoming. Go to the Republican Party website and you'll find a brief application. You'll be asked to list community service and education, and there's a space that reads registered Republican : presumably the answers can range from yes to darn tootin'. Among the names being floated for this job is Second Lady Liz Cheney. Now, since the vice president breaks all ties in the Senate, that could make for interesting dinner conversation at the Naval Observatory. However, Wyoming lawyer Tim Stubson, a Republican Party insider, says the Cheney rumors are all propagated by outsiders.
Other than hearing mostly the newspapers out on the East Coast, I haven't heard much about that.
So the Cheney train may never leave the station, but there are a couple of prominent names from prominent political families already being bandied about. Colin Simpson might run. He's the son of a former Wyoming senator, Alan Simpson. He's also the grandson of a Wyoming senator. Matthew Mead could run. He's the former U.S. attorney whose grandfather was also a Wyoming senator. To get to this chamber where their grandfather served, these gentlemen will have to navigate a somewhat quirky process. Remember, the governor of Wyoming is a Democrat. Governor Dave Friedenthal will get the final call on three names submitted to him by the state's Republicans because the late Senator Thomas was a Republican. What this means is that the 73-member Republican Central Committee could force the governor's hand. They could figure out the fellow or lady they want and then nominate two whack jobs alongside that candidate. But University of Wyoming political science professor James King points out a problem with this way of thinking.
Gamesmanship can work both ways. The governor could choose one of the lesser candidates if the Republican Party chooses the, you know, one strong and two weak candidate.
Oh, but there are certainly two poison pill type candidates so unpalatable to the governor that he would never deign to select them. But that scenario is a little too clever for the election committee, says Tim Stubson.
I don't think that there is the unanimity of purpose among those 73 members to carry out a strategy like that.
Now think about things from the governor's perspective. Does he want to select the least conservative of the three names he's given, the one closest to his own Democratic leanings? Or would he fear that a moderate Republican incumbent would be harder for a Democrat to defeat when the seat comes up for election in 2008? James King says Wyoming Democrats might have some strategy of their own.
They may want a weaker incumbent when it comes time for the next election.
It's all complicated, maybe a little too complicated, judging by the precedent that Wyoming has already set. A couple of years ago, when the state superintendent of public instruction job came open, the Republicans nominated three legitimate candidates and the governor chose the man the expert said was most qualified. But with education, Stubson points out, it's good to have some specialized knowledge. With senator, I check the application form. There's no space for that. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.